From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with the Unvarnished Truth. Here's some of how the world is treating itself today, the 28th of May, 2009. KXCI is gathering donations for its annual rummage sale this Saturday, and if you hear a few crashing noises behind me, that's what that is. The sale will be held at St. Mark's Presbyterian Church, 3809 East 3rd Street in Tucson. More information to be gotten at kxci.org. Also taking place on Saturday will be the Tucson Roller Derby bout at Blade World, 1065 West Grant, between the Furious Truck Stop Waitresses and the Copper Queens. More information on that bout available at tucsonrollerderby.com. A bizarre story of child abuse at a Tucson public school has surfaced this morning. A special needs student at Sabino High School was routinely left tied to a fence when his bus dropped him off for classes. This was apparently done for most of the school year until this past March, when some teachers brought their concerns about it, as well as photographic documentation, to an assistant principal. Now five employees of the Tucson Unified School District have been put on notice. Back in November, at the same time the county overwhelmingly backed Barack Obama for president, Humboldt County, California voters passed Measures F and J, which prohibits military recruiters from initiating contact with minors in Humboldt County. Now the Obama administration is demanding the law be overturned. A court hearing is scheduled for June the 9th in Oakland. Obama administration lawyers claim irreparable harm if the law stand. The cities of Eureka and Arcata cite international treaties which prohibit recruitment of children under 17. If the cities prevail over the Obama administration in court, the legislation could likely be brought before voters in communities across the nation. Enforcement of the laws is on hold pending the court action. Dave Meserve, the author of the legislation, described the ordinances as protecting youth from slick and persistent professional salesmen who identify the children as prospects, though never reveal the facts that 18% of Iraq war veterans return with traumatic brain injuries and 20% with diagnosed post-traumatic stress disorder. Among those protesting Tuesday's California Supreme Court decision upholding Prop 8 in the streets of Los Angeles have been assorted celebrities from the infamous D-list, Kathy Griffin, and her mom, Maggie. From the A-list, Drew Barrymore and George Takei. From God only knows what list, gossip blogger Perez Hilton and former Miss USA Shanna Mokler. All of them were spotted in the crowd at a West Hollywood protest Tuesday night. Protesters of both Prop 8 and Don't Ask, Don't Tell rallied outside the Beverly Hills Hilton Hotel last night as Obama spoke inside to Spielberg, Katzenberg, and other Hollywood types, who collectively gave another $4 million to the Democratic National Committee. Those additional Abu Ghraib pictures Obama is trying to keep under wraps, some of which have already been published by the Sydney Morning Herald in Australia, include images of rapes of prisoners, both male and female adults, and at least one child, by soldiers and translators. Meanwhile, the anti-gay campaigns by militias in Iraq continue. The United Nations Office for Coordination of Human Affairs says over 30 people have been killed in Iraq since the beginning of the year, specifically because they were homosexual or perceived to have been. Not that northern Mexico is turning out to be much better for women lately. For whatever reason, obviously related to the drug cartel mess, femicide has become a horrifying fact of life in Chihuahua, Sonora, and Baja California. BorderReporter.com has a report with graphic pictures explaining how among the female victims of the drug violence have been women who have been strangled, dissolved in acid, thrown in front of trains, and shot in the head with their bodies left in the streets of Juarez or Tijuana. 31 women thus far this year, 89 last year, 25 the year before that. Among this year's victims has been Tanya Lozoya, a 15-year-old high schooler from El Paso, Texas, who was shot to death by a stray bullet while visiting her aunt's house in Juarez 2 weekends back. Yesterday, Barcelona beat Manchester United 2-0 to win the European Professional Soccer Championship. In an odd side incident, a Man United fan has driven his minibus into a celebrating crowd of Barcelona fans in the southeastern Nigerian town of Ogbo, killing 4 people. Both teams have a large fan base in Nigeria, as many of West Africa's best soccer players have been recruited by major British, Spanish, French, and German teams. Earlier in the championship playoffs, when Man United eliminated Arsenal in the semifinals, a Kenyan Arsenal fan hanged himself. Obituaries today include one for Thomas Claw, one of the Navajo Marines of the Second World War, who confounded the Japanese by transmitting radio messages in the Navajo language. Cancer at the Veterans Hospital in Prescott at 87. And Richard Blue has died. He was perhaps better known as Ted Bluekill Jr., the drummer for the 1960s hit pop group The Association, in Burlingame, California, at 82. If you have any material you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one thing more today. The principal of a Utah middle school has been asked to apologize for forcing a kilt-wearing Scottish-American student to change his clothes. Weber School District spokesman Nate Taggart says Craig Jessup has been asked to extend an apology to 14-year-old student Gavin McFarland of Hooper after the school official's comments on Wednesday. Gavin says he wore the kilt twice in the past 2 weeks to Rocky Mountain Junior High as a prop for an art project. Jessup told the boy that the outfit could be misconstrued as cross-dressing. Taggart says the district recognizes the kilt as an expression of the boy's Scottish heritage and that the kilt was not inappropriate. Of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. Until next week, have yourselves some peace and oranges.